Stop Christian Nationalism. Stop Christian Nationalism.
Welcome to Stop Christian Nationalism. You know, one sign of growing fascism in America is that people are being arrested now for unlawful assembly. Unlawful assembly, that's the name of the actual crime. That's not supposed to be a crime in the United States of America. Those of you who did not sleep through your civics or government class in high school will remember the Bill of Rights. And I hope that you will remember that the Bill of Rights specifically guarantees freedom of assembly to all people in the United States. In Kansas, however, freedom of assembly is being treated as a privilege, not as a constitutional freedom. In Kansas, freedom of assembly is only being granted to Christians, and non-Christians are being told that they need to stay out of the public square, not to assemble. They need to cede the public square exclusively to Christians, and when they don't go along with these commands, they're being arrested for it. This is something specifically that happened at the end of last week, and here's how it went down. Three non-Christians tried to hold a religious ritual in the state capitol building of Kansas. And now, as you hear that, as you hear about a religious ritual in the state capitol building, a government building in Kansas, you may be thinking to yourself that doesn't sound proper. And you are right. State government buildings do not exist for the purpose of hosting religious rituals, and it's a whole lot better for everybody if religion and government remain separate. In fact, the Constitution of the United States of America declares that government cannot act to establish religion. So holding religious rituals in government offices is a really big problem. And that is exactly why those non-Christians did it. Let me explain this to you. The thing is that in Kansas, the state government sponsors Christian religious rituals every day, or at least every day that those government buildings are open. On some days, there are in fact many different Christian religious ceremonies going on in the Kansas State House throughout the day. Non-Christian citizens and organizations in Kansas, however, have not been given the same access. They've not been given that right to hold rituals in government spaces. Government religious rituals in Kansas have been granted to Christians only. Earlier this year, a group of non-Christians from Kansas requested to be given the ability to hold a religious ritual just once in the Kansas State Capitol, just as Christians do every day. Their request was refused by the government of Kansas. So, in protest, this group of non-Christians announced that they would hold their religious ritual in the Kansas State House anyway. They're going to do that as a form of protest. And they picked last Friday, March 28th, 2025, as the date they would do that. And in response, the governor of Kansas, Laura Kelly, who, by the way, is a Democrat, issued an order forbidding protests in the Kansas State House. But just for that day, just for that one day when non-Christians said that they were going to show up and do what Christians do every day. That governor of Kansas was not alone. Both houses of the Kansas State Legislature passed resolutions condemning non-Christians in Kansas for daring to try to hold a ritual in the same way that Christians do, and for defying the religious laws of Christianity. They gave angry speeches declaring that it's an absolute outrage that somebody would dare not to revere the Christian God and Christian traditions and Christian feelings. So, what happened on Friday? The non-Christians showed up in defiance of these resolutions and of the order given by the governor, and they simply attempted to stand there and hold their religious ceremony. And for doing that, they were arrested, and they were put behind bars. They were actually put into jail for unlawful assembly. In the United States of America, unlawful assembly is what they're accusing you of now if you dare not to be a Christian. And I wonder what your opinion will be if I tell you about the specific nature of these non-Christians. Will you be outraged? Let me tell you their name. Their name is the Satanic Grotto. Ooh, does that change everything? Think about that. If you're feeling that way, think about your reaction. Why does that change things? If these people are Satanists. Well, you might be thinking, gosh, Satanists are bad people. But how do you know that's true? How do you know that Satanists are bad people? I mean, who's telling you that Satanists are bad? Well, Christian preachers do, of course. Are Christian preachers a neutral party here? Christian preachers tend not to tolerate anybody who disagrees with their sermons, after all. They're not really neutral. Let's take a look at what the Satanic Grotto actually stands for. What are their values? Well, they don't preach violence except in self-defense. Here are some of their principles. Self-preservation is the priority. Your rights end where another person's rights begin. Responsibility is the weight of the law, so own your own actions. Respect is the spirit of the law. Treat others in the way that they treat you. Consent is the measure of the law, so ask permission and don't take what isn't yours. You may disagree with those values, but these are not exactly dangerous, wicked, evil values, right? We can debate them, and are they exactly in line with your priorities? But these are attempting to be a pro-social and pro-individual kind of set of principles. Now contrast that with what's in the Christian Bible. What's in the Christian Bible about the character of Satan, for example? Satan is barely mentioned at all in the Bible. Actually, it's a pretty minor character. The character of God is there quite a bit. And in the book of Job, it's God who really comes up with this idea to test the loyalty of Job and to torture him all the time in this cruel bet that God and Satan engage in together. It's really God's idea. And in the book of Revelation, it's God who is predicted to bring destruction upon the entire world in a bloodbath committed by God and the armies of God. It's really, if you take a look at their sermons, if you take a look at what they do in practice, even if you take a look at their holy book, it's Christianity that's preaching violence. The Christian Bible looks forward eagerly to a worldwide religious war that will create an authoritarian Christian global government. You don't believe that? Please read the Bible for yourself and don't stop at the Gospels. Read the rest of the New Testament, the whole thing. It's there. A lot of violence. Christian nationalists are enraged by Satanists, but not because Satanists are violent or dangerous. I mean, think about it. There are not any Satanist criminal gangs in America. There just aren't. There has never been any Satanist government that has inflicted war and torture in the way that Christian governments have. Christian nationalists hate Satanists because organizations like this Satanic Grotto represent something that they despise: independence and actual compassion. Members of the Satanic Grotto are feminists. They support LGBTQ plus rights. They oppose racism. And what about Christian nationalists? Well, they oppose women's rights. They seek to criminalize LGBTQ plus Americans, and they are defending systemic racism. In fact, that's not even really what they're doing. They're expanding racism. And they're making it damn personal. The thing is, this isn't just about theology. It's not just about ideology. It's about freedom. It's about legal equality. It's about constitutional law in the United States of America. Because the Kansas government is not obeying the Constitution. The government of the state of Kansas is going rogue against the rule of law, against the Constitution. They are not just promoting Christianity, they are enforcing it in Kansas. The Kansas state government is doing that. The state government of Kansas is beginning to look like a theocracy in practice. Because in Kansas, if you're not Christian, you can be arrested simply for asking for the same rights that Christians enjoy every day. That's a problem. The problem is not whether you agree with Satanists or you want to be one yourself or you like their principles or you don't. The issue is not about what your theology that you would prefer is. The issue is whether religious freedom applies to everybody or just to one select group. Is freedom of religion for all Americans or just for Christian Americans? Well, in Kansas, Christians are claiming that the Satanic Grotto cannot be tolerated. And they say that's so because the Satanic Grotto is committing blasphemy. And yes, the Satanic Grotto is committing blasphemy against Christianity. But then again, Christian groups routinely offend members of other religions. So the Constitution of the United States of America doesn't get into the middle of that, doesn't give government a role in arbitrating those fights. The Constitution does not establish any legal right to protection from people who disagree with your religious beliefs. In a truly free country, the government does not get to choose which religions people can practice and which religions are forbidden. In a free country, blasphemy is not a crime. In Kansas, blasphemy is a crime. Suppression of religious freedom is what Christian nationalism wants. It's what they're all about. And right now, Kansas is not free. And Kansas is not alone in that. This Christian nationalist obsession with marginalizing other religious perspectives, shutting them out, denying them freedoms, that's being repeated across the country. Christian nationalism is the handmaiden of fascism in America today. And by the way, handmaiden in the Christian Bible, that's a term for a sex slave. And I think you all might want to think about what kind of religion has a term for sex slaves enjoyed by its prophets. The more that we look at the role of Christian nationalism in government in the United States of America, the more sinister it seems. Years ago, there was a book that asked the question, what's the matter with Kansas? And now we're asking, what the hell is the matter with America?
You're a big fan of the Bible. That's your right. But 4 in 10 Americans don't believe what you do. Love Jesus, but I don't. Don't shove your messiah down my throat until they come and take me away to that prison camp. I will say, stop Christian nationalism. Turns me off. Your God is a creep. I don't want your prayer. Stop Christian nationalism. Stop Christian nationalism. Stop Christian nationalism. Stop Christian nationalism. Christian nationalism. A Christian.